Cedric, how's the preparation been so far while you've been in Australia?
It's been pretty good. Just taking care of some of the small things to get ready for a tough matchup tomorrow night. So yeah, feeling pretty good about tomorrow.
How high is the confidence within your group right now?
The confidence is pretty high. Not too high that we forget how good they are at home. So we're at a good level. So we're feeling pretty confident.
Tell us about that matchup with Damian Martin. You've played on him and against him for so long, but in grand finals he's been injured or not playing at all. Do you think it'll be a different story this time around, a little bit tougher than previous grand finals?
Pretty much it'll be playing against him, like, you know, if it's a regular season game or a championship series. Now he brings it every time, so I have to do my job of not letting him, you know, steal the ball from me, because I know he's a really good defender. But yeah, looking forward to the challenge, him and also, you know, whoever else they have coming off the bench to guard me, or, you know, vice versa, me guarding them. So I'm looking forward to that.
Is he one of the better defenders you've been up against around the world?
Yeah, he's really active. You know, his energy is, you know, really up there. So, you know, you just have to protect the ball, and you just have to alert your teammates that he's always lurking around, you know, because he gets his hand on a lot of deflections and steals. So, yeah, he's up there.
Your record's really impressive. Is it 3 years and three championships? You'd like to continue that on with 4 years in the league and four titles?
No, I don't think about that, man. Just take, you know, every year, you know, into, you know, something new, and, you know, hopefully the goal is to win another championship. And I just pretty much don't really worry about the accolades of the past. So, you know, this is a brand new team, you know, against another tough part of the team. So, hopefully we can take it out.
Casey, everyone's talking the prospect of a physical game. We reflect on those pictures of you and AJ the other night, that it'd probably suit you.
I mean, it was a physical game. I'm not really worried about the past game right now. I'm just more focused about New Zealand and what we need to do to win. We know going into the season that New Zealand has been a tough, you know, team to play against all year long. So we just prepare for the challenge.
You haven't been involved in one of these Trans-Tasman Grand Finals before. Some of your teammates have they told you what to expect?
Yeah, they just told me to expect a physical game. You know, everyone's going to be out here to compete. Everyone wants to win. You know, it's a great, great team that won it last year, so I can expect, you know, some game.
Casey, how do you keep out of foul trouble? You've had a little bit of a tough time in the semi-final staying out of it. Will that be a conscious effort to stay out of foul trouble and not affect your game, I suppose?
I mean, yeah, I want to still be aggressive, but at the same time, I want to be on the court. I think if I'm on the court, it is a great, good thing for me and my teammates as well. And, you know, I just got to, you know, learn how to move my feet without, you know, reaching in, putting my hands in the cookie jar, so to speak, as coach would say. But, yeah, I've got to do a good job moving my feet.
How many times have the boys shown you that dunk? Have you had that on replay, or are you showing them it?
Well, Damo was telling me that he could do it better, so I'm trying to wait for him to do that. But, yeah, I watched it a couple of times, but after that, I just threw it into the middle.
Cedric, is it strange that you guys haven't played for 3 months, you in Perth? Does it make you guys any less familiar coming in, or are you pretty tuned into what they do?
No, the history's there. We know what they bring to the table, so you can never really forget, you know, how they play. So, yeah, it's still pretty fresh in our minds, even though we haven't played them in a while, so we pretty much know what to expect.
Casey, it's hard to know what the future holds for you, but how badly do you want to, you know, get this? You may not be back here in a red singlet going for a championship again.
I mean, this year has been great for me already. Just winning a championship is going to be icing on the cake. But, yeah, I'm not really looking forward to the future right now. I'm just thinking about tomorrow night.
How have you improved? How have you felt you've improved over the year?
Just been, you know, making my jump shot a little bit more consistent. You know, learning when to attack, when not to attack. You know, just competing each and every play. You know, just doing what I can do to make this team win.
We saw the heroics of James Ennis a couple of years ago and where he ended up. Does that come into your mind that a big grand final series could set yourself up for, you know, the next step?
I actually haven't even thought about it. You know, James Ennis was a great player when he was here. You know, coming into this season, he was a guy who I kind of looked up to as far as he kind of been there, done that, so to speak. But now that I'm in this position, you know, I just, you know, really want it for myself as well.
Said you're going back a couple of years. Do you practice your three-quarter court shots on the buzzer just in case you need it?
Nah, it was a great moment, but nah, I don't practice that. No.
You do have some good memories in this building, right? Does that give you confidence coming into the series?
Yeah, it's a great place to play. We're pretty confident on you know, the way that we played in the past here, and No, yeah, it's just a really great place to play, you know, shooting the ball and, you know, getting a feel for the entire court. So, yeah, feeling good about, you know, playing here.
Cool. Thanks. 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 Thanks.